brothers and sisters, and as I always say, welcome to Food for the Journey. Today we have the Feast of St. Andrew, and most of you will say, well, yeah, he's one of the apostles, but you don't know much more than that about him. And I just want to read you this little part. Andrew was the first of the apostles to find Jesus. He brought his brother Simon to him. And after Pentecost, he is said to have preached in Greece, where he died, bound to a cross. Medieval artists gave this cross the shape of an X, suggesting that Andrew found himself unworthy to die on a cross identical to that of the Lord. The 6th century Passion of St. Andrew has the apostle addressing the instrument of his martyrdom. I came to you confident and joyful, so that you too may receive me exultant as a disciple of the one who is hung upon you. O blessed cross, clothed in the majesty and beauty of the Lord's limbs. This is the Feast of Andrew, the Blessed Apostle. And we begin with the first reading to the Romans, Paul's letters to the Romans, chapter 10, verses 9 to 18. Brothers and sisters, if you confess with your mouth, that's you now, you and me, if you confess with your mouth that Jesus is Lord and believe in your heart that God raised him from the dead, you will be saved. For one believes with the heart and so is justified. One confesses with the mouth and so is saved. The scripture says, no one who believes in him will be put to shame. There is no distinction between Jew and Greek. The same Lord is Lord of all, enriching all who call upon him. For everyone who calls on the name of the Lord will be saved. But how can they call on him in whom they have not believed? How can they believe in him of whom they have not heard? And how can they hear without someone to preach? And how can people preach unless they are sent? As it is written, how beautiful are the feet of those who bring good news. But not everyone has heeded the good news. For Isaiah says, Lord, who has believed what was heard from us? Thus faith comes from what is heard, and what is heard comes through the word of Christ. But I ask, did they not hear? Certainly they did, for their voice has gone forth to all the earth, and their words to the ends of the world. God's word has been heard over most of the earth, if not all of the earth. But now comes our part to take it seriously. And at least every day, at least read one chapter. If you can't do that, start with the Psalms. Some of them are shorter. But every day read something from Scripture. This could be a blessing for a good Advent. And that's what we need. We need to hear his voice. And his voice comes through the living Word of God. The judgments of the Lord are true, all of them just. The law of the Lord is perfect, refreshing the soul. The decree of the Lord is trustworthy, giving wisdom to the simple. The precepts of the Lord are right, rejoicing the heart. The command of the Lord is clear, enlightening the eye. The fear, that means reverence. It doesn't mean trembling. The fear of the Lord is pure, enduring forever. The ordinances of the Lord are true. That means the commandments. All of them just. They are more precious than gold, than a heap of purest gold, sweeter also than syrup or honey from the comb. Read that psalm over several times, because I would have to say to you, I read the Word of God daily, and sometimes I can't say that it tastes sweet on one level, but there is a sweetness to his word that I can't miss. When he tells us to do something, I'm more likely to do it right away We want to follow the Lord. I've made mistakes. I've turned away when I shouldn't have. But God has forgiven me, and God will forgive you. I don't take that lightly, but God has promised that if we confess our sins, He will forgive us. Please open your heart so that this really can be a Christmas like one you've never had before. That's what God wants to do for you. And the gospel today is from Matthew chapter 4, verses 18 to 22. As Jesus was walking by the Sea of Galilee, he saw two brothers, Simon, who is called Peter, and his brother Andrew, casting a net into the sea. They were fishermen. He said to them, "Come after me, and I will make you fishers of men." At once they left their nets and followed him. Can you imagine that? At once they left their nets and followed him. He walked along from there and saw two other brothers, James, the son of Zebedee, and his brother John. They were in a boat with their father Zebedee, mending their nets. He called them, and immediately they left their boat and their father and followed him. It doesn't mean that God didn't care about the father. He would have a way to care for the father. But right now he's getting them into the place he needs them to be. He called them and immediately left their boat and their father and followed him. How quick are you when you hear something at church, in the readings? Somebody says something to you that's very beautiful. What do you do with the messages that God brings you? Always test them. Make sure that they're, you know, it was close companion with the Word of God, because it's not just any old word. It's God's Word, and I can't manufacture it. But I've had the experience of saying, "Oh Lord, I wish this, or I wish that, or I wish you'd help me. Please help me." And lo and behold, I pick up my Bible and I just open it. And I open it to exactly the page that would help me that I didn't even know was there. That can happen to all of us if we're close to him. That doesn't mean you're going to see him. Doesn't mean he's going to come down and talk to you. But as you draw closer, you know his love, his mercy, his help, his protection. He loves us. Let us not turn away from him. Believe me, let us not turn away from him. I want to close by reading something to you here that I found very good. And it was the author of what this is Blessed Jacobus de Voragine. From 1298, he was the Archbishop of Genoa, Italy, and an esteemed peacemaker and father to the poor. And these are Andrew's last words. Taking his place in the judgment seat, Aegeus called upon Andrew to sacrifice to idols, saying, "If you refuse to obey me, I shall have you hung upon the cross you boast about." And he threatened him with other torments. And the apostle responded, "Make them the worst you can think of. The more bravely I bear suffering for his name, the more acceptable I shall be to my king." Aegeus commanded 21 men to seize him, flog him, and bind him hand and foot to a cross. Andrew, knowing that the people wanted to rescue him, uttered this prayer from the cross, "Lord, do not let me come down alive. It is time for you to entrust my body to the earth. You entrusted it to me, and I have borne it so long and watched over it and worked so hard, and now I wish to be discharged of this obedience. I think of how I have labored to carry its weight, to control its unruliness, to support its weakness, to compel its slow responses. You know, O Lord, how often it has struggled to draw me away from the purity of contemplation and awaken me from the repose of that most sweet stillness. How many and how grave pains it has inflicted on me. O most kind Father, I give back what you entrusted to me. Thirsting as I am to come freely to you, the inexhaustible source of life and joy. And Blessed Jacobus says, as Andrew finished his prayer, a dazzling light shone out of heaven and enveloped him for the space of a half hour, hiding him from sight. As the light faded, he breathed his last. Maximilia, Agius' wife, took away the body of the holy apostle and gave it honorable burial. But Agius, before ever he got back to his house, was seized by a demon and seized in the street with a crowd looking on. We are told also that a flower-like manna and sweet-smelling oil used to issue from St. Andrew's tomb, and that by this sign the people of the region could predict the next year's crops. Think of that! How faithful he was to the Lord. O most kind Father, I give back what you entrusted to me. Thirsting as I am to come freely to you, the inexhaustible source of life and joy. You know how the kind of time that we can spend, I just need to do something, I just need to get out of this, I need to go elsewhere, I need to go to the gym every night, I need to read a book until 2 o'clock in the morning every night. Often those kinds of things are just trying to camouflage what we're really concerned about. And I want to say to you, come to the Lord and just say, Jesus, please help me. And then just wait for a little bit. Say it again. And then go do the things you need to do, as I've said to you before. But just say, Jesus, help me. Throughout the day, just say it. Jesus, help me. God will not fail you. Somebody will say something to you, or you'll pick up a magazine that you've never seen before, or somebody will call you to tell you something. God will let you hear his voice through others by his kindness, by his faithfulness. And you know, sometimes I've had to wait a year, believe me. And then something happened. Somebody said something, and I thought, oh, that has to come from the Lord. God is good to us. He knows what we need. Brothers and sisters, don't fear him. Draw close to him. Jesus is the one who saves us. And the Father reaches with outstretched arms to receive us. If we've been faithful to him on this earth and confessed our sins when we failed, we all do. And when we do that, we have a clean slate to continue to follow the Lord. That's what he wants of us. He loves us more than you could ever be loved. Open your heart to him. God bless you.
For a free copy of my booklet, Hope in the Midst of Suffering, please call our toll-free number, 1-800-282-4789. That's 1-800-282-4789. Or go to our website, renewalministries.net/FFJ. That's renewalministries.net/FFJ.